This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, happy Friday to you. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. 713-572-4610, that's the number to text. Movings and shakings here in the National Football League, ain't it, Lopez?
Man, big time. And if you don't think it affects, you don't think they're looking at it right now over at NRG, you got another thing coming.
You really feel like, because obviously what's happening is we got another, as we're getting towards training camp, obviously for the Texans, players report on the 22nd and 23rd, we really are active. We are out there ourselves on the practice fields, broadcasting, giving you the play-by-play of what's happening on the grounds, but also just kind of getting a feel for what the 2025 Texans are going to be in full. But all these teams, all these people in the NFL are gearing up and getting your guys ready to go as part of it. And when T.J. Watt is out here dangling as though he might not actually show up for you, the Pittsburgh Steelers made sure that was not the case, giving him big time money, making him the new highest paid non-quarterback in the league, surpassing Myles Garrett's big money that came this offseason.
But 3 years, 123.9, I believe. Right at 124 million.
I mean, at that point.
Yeah.
Who cares? What's the difference, yeah, right?
Give or take a couple of hundred grr.
with a lot of it guaranteed money as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, you end up with this space where, I mean, it's always been a one hand above the next league when you talk about elite players. And the Texans have elite players at a couple of positions where the money is really big. But you say that, like, hey, they're definitely looking at this. Yes and no, I think. When you have guys akin to, and who we're talking about here is obviously quarterback C.J. Stroud, and then pass rusher Will Anderson Jr. And I feel like when you have guys like that, you have already baked in that you are going to have to get to this space. And you're already kind of approaching and looking at what the numbers are going to
well,
be, aren't you?
Well, you are. No question you are. But that number's rising quickly, man. And, you know, you got another year, and you're going to hit these two guys. So, I mean, they would have rather it not gone to 41 average annual value. You know, what was Myles Garrett? 39 or something like that. And so that's $2 million more per year right off the shoot in just a matter of weeks. So, yeah.
Miles was a clean 40 on average 40, annual value.
Yeah, 40, TJ, 41.
All right, so $1 million just like that at the blink of an eye, and it's going to go up even more. Here's
what's $1 million amongst friends? Speaking of, I've been meaning to ask you.
Yeah. So, yes, they're baking stuff in, but that pie's getting bigger, man. That pie they're baking is getting bigger by the second. It is very real. Well, tell me if you agree. To me, it's a very real possibility, a probability, in all honesty, that C.J. Stroud and Will Anderson Jr. are going to combined account for about $440 million. $300 for C.J., $140, $145 for Anderson Jr. That's $440 million, two players? Contract. You know.
Yeah. No, I was thinking, you said $300 for C.J.
Yeah.
I'm hesitant to say that. I'm trying to think. Like,
how long of a deal in your head are you thinking?
Yeah, what do you think the deal would
be?
Well, just guessing.
Given that it's, 6 years maybe, something like that.
You think that the current MO of the Texans takes you to a 6-year deal for the quarterback? A young quarterback who probably, at least his agent, will want to get him to a place where he can get back to the table and make even more money.
See, that was my question. I feel like the Texans will want a 6-year deal to lock him in for 6 years, but just the Molageda camp, I could see them going for like a 3-year, maybe 4-year, so they could go right back to the table.
The thing more seems to be more fair on a quarterback and trying to get back to the
CJ's table. 23, man. You know, your 6-year deal makes you 29. That's a huge contract. That's a huge contract. 5-6, let's say 5-6, split the difference. But in the neighborhood of $340 million, two players is my point.
Yeah. That is funny enough, that doesn't move me. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and do it, right? Like, that's what you need to do. Because one of the reasons why a CJ Stroud or, you know, whoever would like to get back to the table on the second side, on the other side of this, is the money seems to continually be going up and up with the NFL. It feels like we're reaching the stratosphere where I got questions as to how we're going to continue this growth. Like, are we reaching peak NFL money? But it seems like no, as they continue to try and expand the markets, not just in America, but then outside of America. And what can those deals possibly bring in? The various other ways with gambling and such, they bring in more revenue that then is split towards the players. But the revenue continues going up and up. And so the numbers themselves, like the raw 300, 400 million number that you're throwing out here, the additional context is, what is that in the span of, like, the salary cap? What is that percentage of the cap? That is the way that I try and view this more than anything, because the numbers have gotten so big that we can get googly eye and we can kind of lose what's happening here. Mm-hmm. But it does matter when you consider not only will you likely be in a position to be paying the highest paid quarterback, just because next up, right, without even just talking about how good he is, which I think we believe him to be very good, and then potentially the highest paid non-quarterback, Will Anderson Jr., just in the same space as the way that that Myles Garrett, T.J. Watt continue to do this, particularly if Will puts up the type of season that we want him to. The thing for me is, you're doing that, that's cool, but you're also doing that on some other fronts, like with some other players. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
This is where it gets very important, and this is where I might be actually more interested in the kind of laissez-faire nature that Nick seems to have about moving around with picks. Like, I do wonder, does it quote-unquote catch up to you at that point when you need not just, you know, particular picks, but a lot of them? I mean, he has done a good job assembling a lot of picks in order to try and build up your team with cheap labor there when you're paying a lot of money to the top end of what you're doing.
On your first point, you know, I just had this conversation last night with my oldest son about, you know, where's the line? How much, you know, what's too much? When does it start working in reverse in terms of just the money that's being out there? I had this conversation 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago. I had this same conversation. Well, that's too much. There's got to be a stopping point at some point. There hasn't been. Never. And to your point, you know, when they signed this collective bargaining agreement, correct me if I'm wrong, I think this is correct, there was no gambling money coming into the NFL. You know, there were no
Not like it is now.
There was very little digital money coming in with the Amazons and the Netflix and which means more people competing for those contracts, which means more money, et cetera. So Reggie, I've had this exact conversation each decade for the last four decades. So it's I don't feel like it's going to stop anytime soon.
If you feel like that's the case, I think that I don't worry about paying the top end guys commensurate to market value, which I think you would do, especially when you believe in their capability of performing at that level. CJ Stroud, I believe in his capability of performing at that level. Will Anderson Jr., I damn sure believe in his capability at performing at that level. And so if that's the case, and we're just, I mean, the numbers are going to be big and gaudy, but if those guys are delivering like the, you know, akin to the guys that they're in that same space, and quarterback is an entirely different one at that space, but I'm good with it. Now, I think the additional portion that I imagine you wanted to get to is then you have to be really smart about the way that you do it. Like you have to be very careful. The money is going to be there. The additional level on top of it of, you know, being a good steward of it is, do you move the money? Like, how do you account this? Can you backload this, or can you put the money in certain places to make it more feasible for you to win on the perimeter?
Yeah, we can certainly dig into this more later, but my thing is you have three options. You can front load the contracts, you can backload the contracts, or you can give the biggest guarantee. I think those are three sort of avenues that the Texans are facing. Frankly, I want to give the big guarantee. I want to give the big guarantee because I think it keeps them happy. And that's what the Texans like to do. It locks them in for that time. And I think it opens a better window for down the road because I feel, and I think the Texans feel, like this window's going to be open for an extended period of time with all their draft picks and young players. So if you backload it, you kind of limit yourself to a degree, when the window's open further down the road. If you front load it, what are you going to do with some of these other contracts, as you talked about, you know, that are open right now? So I would rather give the big guarantee. The problem is, as you've pointed out a couple of times on this show, you got to put all that money in escrow. But I don't think the Texans, I don't think that's a big issue for them.
No.
Yeah.
No, like that one actually I have very little concern about. I feel like Callahan got it. I feel like they got a big bank over there. I think that putting that money aside with the guarantees, and if you don't know what we're talking about, the actual mechanisms that happen in the NFL is that when money is guaranteed, the owner has to, right at that time of signing, put the money into escrow. So immediately they're paying
out. It's there.
As opposed to, you know, this contract says that we have to pay you at some time. And, you know, when that time comes, then we'll pay you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's just the contract's almost like a credit card.
Like a 401k.
Or what?
It's there.
But I don't have any concerns with the Texans' ability to put that money in escrow.
Would you do the big guarantee?
I think it fits in line with the way that they've operated. It'd make it just a smidge more difficult because, again, you can't be as fun with
in the short
accounting.
Term, but it keeps the window open.
And I think that, that's the most important thing. I think being consistent with your MO, especially that would be a real tough sell, is if with all these other guys, Petrie, Stingley, all these other guys you've been dealing with, we have a certain MO. And as soon as the big time guys, the leaders on both offense and defense, the guys for whom this particular project has been built upon, they come up and we go, actually, we need to change the way we handle business. I don't think that would be a smart way of doing things culturally in a people business.
Yeah.
So it feels like the Texans have done the work ahead, right? They pre-planned the way that they did. They built their MO. Mm-hmm. They've planned the ways that they typically handle contracts. And I think that it'll make it very easy for them to get in this situation where they won't have to have, you know, Will Anderson Jr., not that I even think that he is the type of dude to do this, posting things about him wanting his money or, you know, requesting trades in order to get his money. I don't think that you're going to end up in a place where people are having to ask CJ about his contract questions time and time again into training camp before it gets done. I think that they have set themselves up in a very good way to, we know how they're going to handle it. We know it will get done. The only question is, what's the exact dollar amount and where do we sign?
Yeah. Totally agree.
That's the thing that makes me very comfortable about these Texans. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, speaking of getting big money, again, salute to TJ Watt getting that big-time deal, making him the highest-paid non-quarterback. And J.J. Watt had a very funny tweet that highlighted something that he only made somewhere around that 123 in his entirety of his career, TJ will be making over the next 3 years. And it feels very unfair when you're an older sibling sometimes. So that got us going. Question of the day. What's the best thing that ever happened to you because you were a younger sibling? Or vice versa, what's the worst thing that happened because you're an older one? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
I'm Emma Grade, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.